Good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
Hi, this is Monique from Soul School. Join us Sunday nights at 5 p.m. To learn more about our five-week Soul School Academy program, contact us at stlouiscenterforhope.com.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
legs from here to yaya.
Yeah, here to yaya, yeah.
So get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 29th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body. 8 locations, soon to be 9 locations, the end of this month. That's right. They're spreading out. And as they should, everybody should have an opportunity to have their car put back together by the best of the best, and that would be Schaefer. Don't forget there's a C in there, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. More on the news of the 9th location after we do a round of introductions. It goes something like this. Yeah, the control board operator is Eon the Peon. He's the father of Archie Geis, who I got to meet yesterday. Cute little kid. Cute enough that we know Peon is not the biological father.
No.
Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiepel Nicolaus. And if you choose to have them look after your money, then what they will do, one of the first things they'll do, actually, is they will set up a long-term investment.
Set up. Is that a financial term?
It's not even a word, I don't think. No. They'll set up a long-term investment plan catered specifically to your needs. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Wow, they're catering. I know they're in the catering.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They'll cater.
That's a great financial.
Get you to switch, they'll do.
That is a great financial advice team right there. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
He's in a good mood today because he packed the house yesterday at that gig he did. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I think Rat Boy has a brilliant idea. He was talking to Jose and said, Jose, can you get me in touch with the Apple people? I have a great idea. And here's his idea. When you buy an Apple computer for your home, not the, you know, the regular screen and the, he says, for a limited time, you buy one and you get a great big cheddar wheel. And he says, you call it the computer is a Mac, so it would be the Mac and what?
Cheese.
Mac and cheese deal from Apple.
Mac and cheese.
I think it's a great idea. Yes. Apple's Mac and cheese special. Good idea, Rat Boy. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpers from the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
We've also located Bill Cleveland. He was thrown out of a whitewater raft and had to be rescued, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
So where is he, in Colorado or something?
West Virginia.
West Virginia, whatever that song was, by John Denver. We are brought to you, as I said, by Schaefer. At the end of this month, Schaefer will be opening a ninth location in Columbia, Missouri. How about that? And I'd like to read you a terrific email I got from a listener named Sandra. She says, I'm listening to you talk about letting your sponsors know where we heard about them. I needed to get some self-inflicted repairs taken care of on my car. I procrastinated, and I finally went to Schaefer. There were two different spots that needed help. I was getting ready to trade my car in for something different, and I wanted to get the most out of my car. The manager looked at it and said each little spot where the damage was would cost about $1,000. She says, I'm a single parent to a special needs adult. So needless to say, money is short. She did tell me they really wouldn't know the cost till they started taking things apart. I decided to take care of one spot on the car, the one that needed to be repaired the most. When they finished at Schaefer, the cost was $189.
Whoa. Oh.
Not a little bit different.
Not a thousand. And they buffed my car knowing that I was going to trade it in that weekend. I was so impressed. I have told several people already how great they are. Also, they buffed it so well that the salesman at the dealership didn't even notice the other damage on the car. I will recommend Schaefer for anybody work that people are looking to have done. Thank you for your show. Sandy, man, I won't mention her last name. Sandy, thank you. What a great email. I appreciate it. Schaefer, Auto Body Centers. Don't forget the C, C-H-A-E-F-E-R. We have contacted him from West Virginia. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring the recovering, and they pumped all the water out of his... Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free and it works. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, and let me start by telling you, I've done white water rafting in Colorado. I hated it. I did not like it.
You know what class of rafting you did? Like,
yes.
It was a three.
No, a three. And I can't even imagine a four. Today was a five. Oh!
Today was a five.
Now, that, for people who don't know, that has to do with the speed of the rapids and how rough. Five is for pros only. I mean, five is for professional guides.
Today was my first day rafting. I've never done it before.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it had a lot of rain. I'm at a place called Adventures on the Gorge. It's in Lansing, West Virginia, and it's beautiful here. It's the first time I've ever been to West Virginia. And so they have this place, and there's a lot of – I did a zip line yesterday, like 3,200 feet long zip line. They have all kinds of really cool outdoorsy things. So today I did whitewater rafting. It's my last day here, and we go on the river. And I like a lot of places around the country, there's been a ton of rain, and as a result,
did you hate it? Just tell me. Did you hate it? It was so hard.
Oh, I was scared to death. Yeah. I was scared to death the entire time.
Me too.
Our crew was pretty good. They tell you when these waves come up, and we're talking like these like 12-foot waves crashing down over you. And not only that, you're
that's not my idea of rafting.
Not only that, the raft is like spinning in every direction, and it's crazy. So you're told to. The first thing is you have to, and you know that you put your foot underneath a. They have this little section where you put your left foot if you're on the left side of the boat, like I was,
and you try
to balance yourself and stay in. Yeah. And so then the other thing they tell you is you paddle into the wave. That's going to keep you in the boat. Yeah,
easier said than done at level five.
Exactly. So we actually did pretty good. We made it about 75% of the way down the I think it's called the New River Gorge here in West Virginia, and then all hell broke loose. So we had this wave come on top of us, and it tossed me into the air and into the water, and it happened so fast. But all I can remember is I knew I was underwater, and I tried to come back up out of the water, and my helmet was hitting underneath the raft, so I can't come out of the water.
Oh my goodness. So
two or three times I'm trying to bob out, I can't. So I try to swim. You can't swim because the water's blowing you all over the place. So finally I was able to relax just a little bit. I could see over the water. I'm kind of bouncing up and down. I got my life jacket, of course, keeping me up. And
did you tip your head back so you could see your nose up in the air? Because that'd be a good way to smile.
I knew that was coming. Yeah, thank you, Mark. Thank you.
If you got water in your nose, good grief.
That's how they pulled me to safety.
Grab your nose.
So I saw the I saw these people on the shore, and I made eye contact with them. I'm still probably 200 feet from the shore. You can just tell. And these people are like, holy crap, look at this guy. Nobody tried to help me either, by the way. And then I turn myself around, and there's like 8 different rafts that are with us, okay? So it's like this big group. And one guy throws out a rope at me. Yes, this is what we talked about when we started the adventure. You know, if this happens, so the guy throws the rope. Well, it's like 2 feet short for me, and I can't swim to it. So now his raft takes off. I'm still bobbing in the water here. Thankfully, a guy and his team, they raft it over, and I can hear him screaming at these people, get him, get him, get him. And so this, I believe he was like 15 years old. Somehow, this kid, he just grabs my life jacket along with the help of the guide and throws me into the raft. And I'm telling you, it was the most mortifying thing I have ever done in my entire life.
I said a 3. Ours was actually a 4. I remember the girl said this is a level 3 rafting adventure, but she said that they have just officially changed it to a full, same as you. It had just rained.
Yeah.
And after a rain, I'm going to tell you something, Bill. If I never do that again, and I'm not going to do it again, it scared the crap out of me. I didn't like it. Some people love that.
I'm with you 100%. I did it. It was one of those things I've been putting off for a long, long time. Everybody does this and invites him. Like, hell no, I'm not doing that. Today, I thought, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it. You know, let's take care of that fear. And I, as cool as it was, and I will never do it again, ever.
When you hit the boiling white water going over those rocks, you have no control. You're at the mercy of just nature. And whether or not your skull hits a big rock or not, it's not up to you.
So you wear helmets, right?
Well, I don't care. You can break your back.
You wear helmets, but I will tell you this, at least about this place here in West, this Adventures on the Gorge. These guys are so good. They're in the back of the raft, and they know. They're looking ahead to see what's coming. And I'm telling you, there were a bunch of times where we really could have been in some danger.
They're unbelievable. And they do it all the time.
These guys know how to maneuver.
They can read the water and the conditions. They can, but you can't.
Yeah.
Of course,
especially when you're out of the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was...
That sounds great. For people who do like that kind of excitement, like Peon, tell them again the name of this place. Where were you?
It's called Adventures on the Gorge, and it's in Lansing, West Virginia. And you know, this West Virginia is kind of like, you know, you think of Kentucky or Arkansas. Oh yeah, West Virginia. What's that? What's in West Virginia? But in fact, these people make fun of themselves. They had a joke they were telling on some of the different obstacle courses and things, and one of them was, why are there so many unsolved murders in West Virginia? And the guy says, because most everybody has one tooth and all the DNA is the same. So they make fun of themselves, but it's not like that. And all these people are very nice, and it's beautiful.
Isn't
here
that where Jesco White, wasn't he in West Virginia? You remember
Jesco White, the dancing outlaw.
Jesco White, the dancing outlaw. One of the greatest documentaries.
I want to give you one more thing real quick. You can do this bridge walk, which I don't know if you on my Facebook page. I took some pictures.
Thanks. That's those swinging bridges, right?
No. It's called the New River Gorge Bridge. It's the third highest bridge in the United States, and you walk underneath a catwalk directly underneath where all the traffic goes.
Yeah, no, I don't walk there.
And you're like 800 feet off the ground. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, right?
All right, that's it.
All right, Bill Clevelin, everybody. Right. We could have lost him today. We could have lost him.
Yeah. Man.
Okay, glad you're alive, Bill. Thank you, yeah. We almost lost Bill Clevelin to the whitewater rushing whatever of West Virginia. Bill Clevelin brought to you by Laclede Cab. So did you guys know about the guy here in St. Louis? I don't know much about it, but he's going to sit up on a billboard until there are no murders for 7 days straight.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Good luck, buddy.
There forever.
Yeah. No murders for 7 consecutive days. This guy's going to be there for 15 years.
I know. He'll be there forever.
Let's see how long it takes him to realize this was stupid and come down. Brother. There were 9 people killed on a sightseeing plane up in Alaska. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Alaska has a lot of planes and float planes, and this was a big
thing. A lot of people get around up there, how remote it is.
Well, 9 people were killed, and I don't know. Maybe this is just me, but the news person who was giving this story when I watched it said, our thoughts and prayers are with the passengers and their families. Now, the passengers are dead. And I've heard this before when people say our thoughts and prayers are with those who were killed. I'm not an expert on religion, but once you're dead, let's say you were a really horrible, rotten scumbag person. How is praying for them after they're dead going to do it? Do these people think maybe they can still save this person's soul after they're dead?
Wait a minute. Frank just prayed to me. I'll let him in.
Well, I was going to send Carl to hell, but I just received a bunch of prayers, so okay, you can go in. I'm not trying to be sacrilegious. I don't get it. Because to me, I was raised a very Protestant, very Southern, very strict, that you die, there's judgment. All right. And there's no, please, Lord, just wait. I think some prayers are coming for me.
Right.
No, doesn't work that way.
I don't think people, I think people just say that.
They say
just
it without thinking.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to say. You're right. The History Channel. I stumbled on a thing called Hangar One, and I learned about things like MUFON, MUFON. Let me tell you something, folks. I don't believe too much in this. We're being watched by other people. I don't say it's not possible. I do believe there's other stuff out there because there's too much in the sky. But after watching this thing on a credible channel, the History Channel, when it's over, you wonder if maybe all this time you were wrong, because they had some stories of what has happened to some people. And these aren't your two guys drunk out fishing and they saw something in the sky. These people were credible witnesses to things that are documented. And then this MUFON is an acronym for something, M something UFO. They have a giant hangar and thousands and thousands of files on people who have encountered UFOs. Now, I want to try to watch it again and take some notes. There's a guy who I believe is a truck driver, and he encounters this UFO, and what is so interesting is that they checked the odometer on his truck. According to him and according to the people in Hangar One, his truck was transported by this force from point A to point B, and the odometer does not. They got the delivery of freight at point B, but there is no. The odometer says he had 17 miles on. It's 80 miles to this place. They cannot figure out. And he says, when I realized that something had happened, I was already at my destination. There's another guy who was taken, and I'm not saying this is true. I'm saying this is his story. He was taken on board something. And after that experience, he had X-ray vision. He could see his wife's entire skeleton.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they did psychological tests. They said, well, the guy's crazy. And of course, I think one reason, look, if I saw something, I'd be reluctant to call the local TV stations because I'd think, well, this guy's crazy.
Yeah.
And I get that. So while I don't think that there are UFOs hovering and darting around and watching us, I will tell you something. This thing called Hangar One will make you think twice about it. So if you get a chance, they usually replay all this stuff. It's kind of a documentary. And the people they interview aren't nutcases.
Well, that's what you hear. Air Force pilots, too. People that were in the military for 30
years. They're not crazy.
Later say the things they saw.
So ghosts, I don't believe that until it happens to me. But this is worth watching. Hangar One. Saturday, the forecast was no rain, and it was. And I'm telling you, they said, whoa, one day, at least this day, no rain. It rained. And I had to pick my wife up at the airport. It rained like crazy.
Yeah.
And I thought, what happened here? Here's the best part. On the way from my house to the airport, I passed a home, and they were having an outdoor wedding. And it was raining like crazy. And the photographer was under an umbrella. And I'm not kidding. The bride and the groom were soaked.
Oh.
And they just went ahead and thought, well, you know what? Let's go ahead. And they were taking a group picture. And it
You've already paid
cold.
For everything.
Yeah, and I think that would be more fun to go back and look at, actually, than something that came out without a hitch.
Yeah.
When things go perfectly, there's no story there. these people will have a great story about everybody looking like wet rats at the wedding because it rained. And I get to Highway 40, not a drop of rain, nothing. So weather people, stop saying, well, there's no, we don't have any rain. Stop it, because apparently you don't know. And all that equipment, you got Doppler 8X 14, whatever, it's not always right.
I like the super predictor.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And what a childish name. What a dumb name.
The super predictor.
It's like some cartoon name. Change that name. Good luck to J.D. Miller. I know you don't know who that is. Most of you, he was the executive director of the local SAG after Screen Actors Guild and television, radio. I belong to that union. Good guy. Good luck wherever you're going. I hate that he's leaving. And trip we're taking to Jamaica. As of yesterday, we only had 16 rooms left. So, folks, if you're thinking about going, you can make it. The price and everything you need to know is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. And one more thing, CNN last night ran the Glenn Campbell documentary about his Alzheimer's called I'm Still Me.
Oh.
I cannot recommend this enough. Paul Harris sent me a text yesterday and said, this thing is on about Glenn Campbell. And I texted him back and I said, I saw it in the theaters months ago, but I watched it again last night. And I'm going to watch it again. It's that good. Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me, the documentation, video documentation of his last tour while he had Alzheimer's. And what's so great about it is the crowd knew it. They knew, and they were with him all the way. There's a point where I think it was their 41st city of this tour, and he was on stage, and he was trying to sing Gentle on My Mind. It's knowing that your door is always mm-hmm. open and your misery to grow. And he didn't know the words, and the teleprompter had broken. And it could have been a horribly sad and uncomfortable moment. He just had fun with it. And they fixed the prompter, started again, and he sang the song.
I'm surprised the crowd didn't start singing it, too.
It's sad. It's funny. It's educational. It's terrific. And I have an app called Flixster. It's a movie app. My wife and I use it before we go see any movie because they give you the percentage of viewers that liked a movie and the percentage of critics. I've had this app for at least 3 years. This is the only movie that has ever had 100% of the critics liked it, 100% of the moviegoers liked it. It's something everybody should see. Because this Alzheimer's thing apparently is getting worse and worse, and more people are being stricken with this horrible thing. The last song he recorded was called I'm Not Gonna Miss You. And think about it. What a brilliant song. What he's saying is, I'm not going to miss my wife. I'm not going to miss, because he doesn't know them. You can't miss somebody you don't know. They're total strangers to him.
Yeah.
It's a great, great song, great documentary. Ladies, get in here, please, if you will.
Ooh, that's nice.
This FM DJ is out of work. You've heard this before.
What?
Yeah. Not uncommon. And so he doesn't know what he's going to do. So he takes the obvious route. He'll just do odd jobs. So he goes knocking on doors, and he tells people, I'm an out-of-work FM DJ. I'll do pretty much anything, yard work. And so at one house, the guy says, you know what? He said, yeah, I got some work for you. He said, down out back behind the house, he says, I want you to paint my porch. He says, I got 2 gallons of gray paint and a paintbrush around back. So paint my porch, would you? The guy says, absolutely. So he's back there for about 4 hours. And then he knocks on the door, and the homeowner, he goes around to the front. And the homeowner comes to the door, and he says, sir, he says, I'm finished. He says, well, that's great. He said, when did I agree to pay you? And he said, $150. So he gives him the money. He says, thank you for the work. He says, oh, by the way, sir, he says, that's not a porch, that's a Jaguar.
Meep, meep. Time for a look at some traffic now. Go airborne with Tim Weiland.
All right, the good news is they've cleared the crash completely. All lanes open on eastbound 44 at Jefferson. That traffic is thinned out. They were still working with a stalled vehicle blocking the right center lane on westbound 40 just before Hampton. and traffic was jammed back all the way to Grand. It looks like it's still heavy between Grand and Vandeventer out to Hampton. Eastbound 40 downtown is slowing a little east of Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55 is a good run. Southbound 270, you've got stop-and-go traffic from south of Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 jams up pretty heavy now from Bowles up to Highway 270. On westbound 44, you're slowing now from Soccer Park out through Bowles. Eastbound 270 slows McDonald through Lindbergh. And we have northbound 170. Traffic is heavy now between Highway 70 and 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Stay ahead of engine threats like gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. The best total engine protection you can get. Choose it today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Are you sick of those slippery dentures?
Are you sick of that disgusting tasting adhesive?
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center has the perfect solution.
Mini dental implants click your dentures right into place.
Minis can secure a single tooth, a partial, or a full set of dentures.
So you can eat, drink, and smile with complete confidence.
No oral surgery is required, so the healing time is minimal.
And after your initial consultation, the mini dental implant procedure can typically be completed in just a single visit.
Best of all, minis are as little as one-third the price of conventional implants.
So the question is, why wouldn't you?
Call Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center right now to schedule your free initial consultation with Dr. Richard Boatman.
618-579-2499.
That's 618-579-2499.
Or visit them online at gatewaymdi.com.
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center.
A snap away to a beautiful smile.
Hey, Cardinal fans, the weekend of July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Cardinals take on the San Diego Padres, and it's a great weekend of giveaways as well. Friday, July 3rd is the 1982 replica World Series championship ring. After the game, Cooper Tires will present fireworks at the ballpark. Saturday, July 4th, it's the adult camo print jersey presented by Ford. Sunday, July 5th, it's the Ozzie Smith bronze statue giveaway presented by Edward Jones. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotion.
Here comes Ozzie! That's a winner!
As we all know, there was nothing like watching the Wizard, Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith in action. Fans, this is Adam Wainwright, and on Sunday, July 5th, we take on the Padres. That day is the Ozzie Smith statue giveaway, presented by Edward Jones. This replica statue is just like the one that sits outside Busch Stadium, and 25,000 fans 16 and older will take home the Wizard to add to their collection. That's July 5th, when we take on the Padres. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
That's a winner!
Tired of the same old, same old? Bishop's Post is alive with activity every day, with Monday through Friday happy hours featuring cocktail, beer, and wine specials, plus fabulous offerings on their new bar menu for only $7. Also, don't forget their famous brunch on Sundays from 10 till 3. Bishop's Post has a terrific patio and three private dining rooms, which are perfect for all occasions. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West, next to Chesterfield Mall. To book an event, contact Jenna. And for more information, visit bishopspost.com.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. For our last
holiday sale, we put together a great offer that slashed our margins, and it was so successful that the volume more than made up for it. If you missed out last time, here's your second chance. From right now through the close of business on Sunday, July 5th, we're having our Independence Day sale. First, you'll get our all-inclusive pricing that includes the carpet, pad, installation, the take-up and haul-away of your old carpet, and the moving of your furniture starting at only $2.99 a square foot. We're also offering special pricing on the newest thermoplastic-backed carpets and the newest waterproof floors. Then we make it even more affordable by giving you 12 months interest-free financing, and then you'll pay no tax. Tax will be added to your invoice, and then we'll give you a discount equal to the tax. So long story short, super low all-inclusive sale prices, 12 months free money, and no tax. Even if you're considering new flooring, this is the opportunity to take advantage of. Look for our ad in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and happy Independence Day to the greatest country on earth.
Come on down to Edwards, Edwards Carpet Stores.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Richmond Kickers on Saturday, July 11th at 7:30, presented by Electrical Connection. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
Looking to try a new local restaurant? Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Are you truly prepared for retirement, or do you just have a false sense of confidence? Discover a step-by-step plan to achieve your retirement dreams on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you go.
We are headed to Southern California to check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. And in a moment, I will read you a paragraph from Business Insider Magazine, a very credible magazine for business people and travelers. I'll tell you more later. Right now, I will tell you that Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's and the place right next door to it, which is the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
If you don't mind,
I would like to just read this quick paragraph about your sponsor. It's from Business Insider Magazine. A listener forwarded this to me, and I sent a text to Tom Sainert, who owns it. He said, yes, we've heard all about it. Listen to this. This magazine did an article where they picked the best restaurant from each state, the single restaurant. And when you go to Missouri, here's what it says. It says Annie Gunn's, location, Chesterfield, Missouri. Chef Lou Rook III. And then it says, named one of St. Louis Magazine's top special occasion spots for 2014 and best overall in St. Louis by Open Table. Annie Gunn's provides more than just your run-of-the-mill smokehouse fare. Striving to bring family and friends together, Annie Gunn's elevated comfort food, from lobster mac and cheese to grilled lamb loin chops, provides the perfect backdrop for sharing bites and stories alike. How about that? Best in the state of Missouri.
No, I am not surprised at that. It is, honestly, folks, it is just an unbelievable, fabulous restaurant. It's one of my two or three top restaurants in the country. I mean, it's just... It just doesn't get any better than that place. I'm so proud that they're my sponsor.
I took a guest from New York City. This guy owns a PR firm in New York City. He was in St. Louis. At the end of his meal, He said to me, he said, I live in New York City. He said, I have never had a steak as good as the one I just had here.
Wow.
How about that?
I'm not surprised.
So that's your sponsor, mister.
That's right, homie. All right, take care of my business. Take care of your business. Take care of St. Louis business.
What's going on?
Well, first I'm going to have a drink.
All right. You should do that. You should do that. Yeah. That even made me feel good when you did that.
Thanks. Paco's question named the name of the rock and roller who has been quietly growing a huge beard. Steven Tyler, Bono, Bruce Springsteen, or Sting. We're talking like a Smith Brothers cough drop beard.
How do you quietly grow a beard?
Well, I didn't hear anything about it, and then somebody told me about it and went on the site, and bam, it's like I would never have recognized him.
Well, that would be like if you grew a beard, we wouldn't recognize you. Have you ever had a beard?
Nope.
Okay.
This face too beautiful, homie.
Oh, that's a good answer.
It's beautiful.
That's a good answer.
Hollywood already ready for the news of the Supreme Court legalizing same-sex marriage. There is already a gay divorce court show. Gay divorce court TV show in production now.
That'll be worth watching.
Scoop, over the weekend, Fulton County, Georgia, prosecutors and Atlanta police start discussing what criminal charges they might be handing down against Nick Gordon, Bobby Christina Houston Brown's boyfriend. Charges could be manslaughter to the second-degree murder. Charges possibly coming down when Bobby Christina dies. She is off life support, and in hospice, could happen any time. For the first time maybe ever, the Houston family and the Brown family have now agreed that some charge should be filed against Nick Gordon. Odds and ends, there are some great shots of Penelope Cruz.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Wearing all leather on a hot motorcycle, promoting the new Zoolander 2 movie. However!
And there's always a however in life.
Penelope doesn't like motorcycles, deathly afraid of motorcycles. She'll have a stunt double when the motorcycle's actually moving. So she's not really riding the motorcycle.
Okay.
ABC miniseries Madoff, about the Ponzi schemer who swindled billions of dollars, including people from Hollywood, Kevin Bacon, Uma Thurman, Steven Spielberg, Larry King, and others, starts shooting today. Madoff, the miniseries, stars Richard Dreyfuss as Madoff and Blythe Danner as his wife. I hear this is going to be an incredible a miniseries that really tells how this whole thing went down.
I think Richard Dreyfuss is an underrated, overlooked. He's a great actor.
I could not agree with you more, Franco.
And that Mr. Holland's Opus, that's still one of my favorites. Where's he been, Dreyfuss?
You know what? He's semi-retired, plays a lot of golf and tennis. He does a lot of boating. He sailed across the California to Hawaii in his yacht.
And in terms of range, where Jack Nicholson's kind of always Jack Nicholson, watch Mr. Holland's Opus, and then go watch What About Bob?
Bill
Murray. Oh, my goodness.
I love that movie.
I watch a George Clooney movie. Horrible actor.
Clooney
you know
is a
saying?
Terrible actor.
No, he's just a horrible
actor. He's just George
actor.
Clooney. He's just that's all. George
I
Clooney.
Know. Party Dude, over the weekend, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg threw a killer party celebrating his Facebook that just surpassed Walmart in value.
Whoa, man,
Facebook
whoa.
Is now worth $248 billion.
Whoa.
Not bad. Political Nugget, 7,500 people surveyed over the weekend. What was the biggest concern and what they wanted the next president to concentrate on most? Number one, the economy. Number two, health care. Number three, jobs. Number four, taxes. Number five, Social Security. Number six, education. Number seven, immigration. Number eight, terrorism. I would have had terrorism a little higher.
Oh, my goodness. Terrorism would be the top three.
I would think so. Wimbledon starts started this morning. My prediction, Serena Williams will win Wimbledon and win a Grand Slam.
Wow.
This date in history. It's how the West was won, homie. June 29th, 1833. First patent handed out for the gun revolver. That's how the West was won.
Wow. Now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Did you just make that up?
Yep.
Wow.
And finally.
And finally.
See?
Wow. I had more, but you wanted to see. I could feel the segue that you want me to move to, so being the professional that I am, segued right to it.
Yeah, let's have it.
Name the name of the rock and roller who quietly has grown a Smith Brothers cough drop type beard. I mean, this guy has a full beard already. Steven Tyler, Bono, Bruce Springsteen, or Sting.
Sting.
I'll tell you this, you would not recognize him.
I'll say Sting.
I'll say Bruce Springsteen.
And I will also say Sting.
The answer is Sting.
Yeah, Dan!
Yes. In Hollywood, Sting.
Dan, you and I.
I have to tell you, I saw him the other night on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh,
was it Jimmy Fallon?
Or, and he had the beard?
Well, then it's not so quiet. He's just quietly growing a beard.
Yeah.
He had a big, giant beard?
Yes.
Well, that makes it really easy for Dan.
Oh, that's Mike for you.
Yeah.
That was Mike Evans brought to you
big
by...
Big secret. He's only on to the Tonight Show.
Annie Guns, Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything else. Thompson Price. Talk to him today. It's a man's name. It's a man with two last names. Thompson Price. He owns a kitchen and bath remodeling company, and a really good one, and one with a great reputation, and they are really busy thanks to you. So thank you for that. Thompson Price is let's put it this way, he's a perfectionist, and that's what he wants from the rest of his people, perfection. So he's going to put you through a process before you end up with the kitchen or bathroom of your dreams. He has to. And you'll appreciate that process once it's all over. Let them do what they do. They're artists. They really are. And when you see the showroom or you go to the website, keep this in mind. What you're looking at is beautiful and exciting and creative as it might be. It's a teeny tiny speck of what's possible. So you look at all the home and garden magazines you want. You take in your ideas, and between you and they, you're going to end up with a kitchen that's going to make you wish you could find somebody sort of the equivalent of Thompson Price to do the rest of your house, because it's going to be the focal point. Their showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. There's a TJ Maxx in there, and they're next to McAllister's Deli. And their website is easy, thompsonprice.com.
It's time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they were working with this crash on southbound 270 near the Clayton Road overpass. Traffic is jammed to Page. We have eastbound 40 downtown is slowing now. Jefferson, in fact, it's east of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270, though, the volume has gotten much thicker. You're heavy now 370 through 170. Westbound 70, that was a pretty good run, just a little heavy right around Jennings Station Road. Westbound 40, they've cleared that stall before Hampton, but you're slowing now. Approaching Kings Highway out through McCausland, a little bit heavy 270 through Mason. Eastbound 270, they have cleared that accident, eastbound 40, they had cleared that accident at Timberlake Manor. Things are running kind of slow, though, in pockets between Clarkson up through Mason. And looks like westbound 44 is starting to thin out. You're a little slow between Mraz and Bowles. Celebrate Independence Day by exercising your freedom to choose Bob from Account Temps. His mastery of accounting will set off fireworks in your office. Visit findyourbob.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with the best of the best, Frank Opinion, and the game weekdays, 3 to 6. I'm John Hadley, inviting you to join me and Jim Huer for the Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9 each weeknight right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-580-7340. That's 800-580-7340.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
I've been told I have 4 seconds, so I love you all so much. I mean,
in your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight on Fox 2 News at 6.
The soggy June continues, though we're starting to wind the month down quickly, but this wet pattern is going to continue into the early part of July.
And we continue to watch the high water and its effects on residents around the area.
A Southwest passenger's wild tale of riding and evacuating an airplane last night in the middle of those horrible thunderstorms.
Coverage you can count on starts right now.
Fox 2 News starts now with breaking news.
We begin tonight with breaking news as emergency crews around Waterloo continue to search for a missing girl.
We're going to give you a live picture right now from Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox. Police haven't yet released her name, but say that she was last seen around 11 o'clock this morning by a counselor at Camp Wartburg. This Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox search.